For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Lots of baseball going on today. With more about that, here is Michael Hernan.
Baseball is the only sport where the sectional semifinals and finals all happen on the same day. Here is the aerial action, starting with Division 4 Sectional 4 in Johnson Creek. 5-seeded Barneveld will take on 2-seeded Pecatonka in the 10 o'clock game. Then 3-seeded Oakfield will take on 1-seeded Johnson Creek at 12:30, and the sectional championship game of that sectional will be at 3 o'clock p.m. In Division 4 Sectional 3 in Blair Taylor, 5-seeded Eleva Strum will take on 2-seeded Pittsville at 10 o'clock. Then 4-seeded DeSoto will take on 2-seeded Royal at 1 o'clock. And the sectional championship of that sectional will take place at 4 o'clock p.m. The Division 3 Sectional 3 in Prairie du Chien, 2-seeded Viroqua will take on 1-seeded Aquinas at 10 o'clock. 6-seeded Marshall will take on 5-seeded New Glarus at 1 o'clock. And then the sectional championship game will be at 4 o'clock p.m. In Division 2, Sectional 3 in Portage, 2-seeded Edgewood will take on 1-seeded Reedsburg at 10 o'clock. Then the 1 o'clock game, it'll be 2 o'clock Waupun will be taking on 1-seeded Jefferson. And the sectional championship game of that sectional will be at 4 o'clock p.m. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thank you, Michael. Well, the WIA State Golf Tournament was hampered by weather a little bit. Divisions 2 and 3 players and teams were able to get in just 9 of the 18 holes that were scheduled. After day 1 in Division 3, Mineral Point holds the team lead with a 156. Bonduelle is second at 168. And among the top golfers in the state, Carson Mersberger of Elkhart Lake Glenbula and Logan Weisinger of Durand, Arkansas lead. They are tied with 36s. Eli Lindsay of Mineral Point is third with a 37, and Alex Ross of Mineral Point is tied for fourth with a 38. Lakeland leads the Division II high school golf teams. Well, the Church League softball season continues today at 7 o'clock on the East Diamond at Crosca Park. Free Methodist plays St. Mary's. Richland Baptist Temple 1 will umpire. At 8:15, Richland Baptist Temple 2 plays Richland Baptist Temple 1 with St. Mary's umpiring. And on the West Diamond, the Mission will tangle with Church of the Nazarene. Bethel Lutheran will umpire. At 8:15, Bethel Lutheran plays Boscobel Assembly of God. Church of the Nazarene will umpire. For more information about Church League softball, you can always visit their webpage at rcchurchleague.com. The 48th WIA State Softball Tournament will be played this weekend, Thursday through Saturday, at Goodman Diamond on the University of Wisconsin campus in Madison. Division 1 quarterfinals begin bright and early Thursday morning with Kenosha Bradford playing Cedarburg, followed by Sun Prairie East and Watertown. Kaukauna and Hamilton will play around noon, and Milton and New Richmond will face off around 2 o'clock. The Division 2 portion of the tournament will be played on Friday afternoon when Mosinee plays Lake Mills at around 2:30, New Berlin Eisenhower against Waupun at 4:30. The Division 3 games start at 10 o'clock Friday morning, Mishicot and Laconia and Broadhead and Prescott. And in Division 4, Fall Creek plays Coleman at 4:30 Thursday afternoon, and Cuba City takes on Auburndale at 6:30 Thursday evening. Division 5 action includes Oakfield versus Thorpe Thursday night at 8:30, and Pacelli and Assumption will meet at 8 o'clock on Friday morning. Well, on the state of Wisconsin scene, first baseman Reese Hoskins returned to the lineup, and he hit a solo home run in Philadelphia Monday night, a place where he played for 7 seasons.
Hoskins deep left, and a homecoming for the ages for Reese Hoskins. It's 3-1. They were cheering him earlier, and now some boos, but mostly standing and clapping for Hoskins. Man, what a night for Hoskins.
Oh, is that cool.
Courtesy of Bally Sports, the call of the home run by Reese Hoskins last night. But it wasn't enough. The Brewers dropped the 3-1 game to the Phillies. The loss ended a 4-game winning streak. Bryce Wilson took the loss after giving up 3 runs. And David Dahl home run in 5 2/3 innings. The same two teams play in Philadelphia again tonight, with Milwaukee failing to announce a starting pitcher as of last night. Manager Pat Murphy talked about Reese Hoskins.
Fans showed what this game's really all about. Reese left an impression on this fan base like he will on ours. People already recognize who the guy is and recognize how he goes about his business and what a pro he is and what a teammate he is. So I think the fans reacted just like they're just happy for him.
Elsewhere last night, the Mets over Washington, 8-7, Cincinnati 13, Colorado 3, Arizona 4-2 over San Francisco. In the American League, Baltimore 7, Toronto 2, Detroit 2-1 over Texas. Houston beat St. Louis 7-4, the Angels 2, and San Diego 1. The Packers have signed second-round draft pick Javon Ballard to a rookie contract. He played his college ball in Georgia. Getting Ballard signed leaves only first-round draft pick Jordan Morgan without a deal. Nine other draft picks have already reached agreements with front office. Scouts say the 5'10", 198-pound Ballard could start as a rookie. His deal with the Packers is estimated to include a $1.7 million signing bonus, and the salary should be a little over $1.2 million. For the final time this weekend, the American Family Insurance Championship will be played at University Ridge Golf Course in Madison. The event moves to TPC, Wisconsin next year. Hometown hero Steve Stricker is the tournament's defending champion. He set a tournament record with an 18-under par 198 last time, including Stricker. Wisconsin competitors include two-time champion Jerry Kelly, Skip Kendall, Mario Tiziani, and Michael Crowley. The NBC television network is placing two Badger football games on its wish list for the 2024 college season. Both would be aired in prime time. The games are October 26th against Penn State and November 16th against Oregon. NBC's preferred lineup was released Monday. The network shares Big Ten Conference games with CBS and Fox. Wisconsin's game against Alabama is set to be broadcast on the Fox Big Noon kickoff. The Celtics are prohibitive favorites to win Thursday's Game 1 of the NBA Finals, and odds are on Boston to host what would be its record 18th championship banner. But the money is pouring in on the Dallas Mavericks at BetMGM Sportsbook. Senior trader Havler Eglin said yesterday that 80% of the bets were coming in on the Mavs to win their second NBA title. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.